Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo nguye ophezu kwako konke onguJehova uyinkosi yamakhosi udumongo lwakho baba Joseph Malaza uthi ke unguNkulunkulu ngempela akekho ofana naye zihambe njalo ke zintathu zilandelana phambi kwakhe sibutsiswe ngumphopho thini ethi wena umudimu siqale ngore Regina Bell ethi we win yebo uma sihamba nayo uKristu siyanqoba ngazo zonke ikhathi 23 after 3 o'clock njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba angingedwa kumnandi ukuvakashelwa ngihlezi ngisho ngithi you know Ostapi maybe we're not lang understand but sona bari moyang khoro ga re je ka wena
ka nnete ke mopedi mara senyakile o tshwana
ka sepedi bareng
moyang ya e tla
re je ka wena so re tlo ja ka lona ka jeko
haleluya
san bonani dumelang
thobe
eita
unjani
Hi, we must soften it. Tina's go uncle.
Oh yeah, the boss.
Yeah, uncle, they always like. Eita, uze.
Yes.
Shom, pija.
Yes.
Eita bo uncle labo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sho, Uncle Bongs, yazi uma ukhuluma kanje already ngathi nje so uyasakaza. Jesse ngikhumbula Uncle Bongs aku radio enza izinto zakhe.
No for sure.
Yeah. The legend bazalwane.
It's like riding a bicycle.
Yes.
Yeah, once you see the mic you just want to perform.
Yeah. And you know sometimes nginokuyibuza ne uthola ukuthi umuntu bekuyi a radio presenter or even I don't know about TV because I've never been ku TV.
Yeah.
But i radio nje awazi ukuhlala ngaphandle kwayo.
Hey, it's so difficult, man,
yeah.
Because radio is the theater of the mind.
Yeah.
And you create this persona
yeah.
on radio that you know that people believe in it
yeah.
and they live by it.
Yeah.
So now you take it away and people want to follow and see. Ukuphi Uncle Bongs? Where is Bongani NX? Where is that man?
So, uyazi kwase kwamnandi ukuthi ngibe nani. Ostapi, thank you so much.
Uthike.
Yeah, libe lerona go this beautiful afternoon. Ke kopo ba dumedise go gae nawe ta Bongs ba bing o ba bingelele khaya.
Ke ya le dumedisha ka moka. Karaye ba tieletse ba radio pulpit
all right
thobela
ngicela ukubuza mina ukhuluma mhlawumbe umunye akhuluma isuthu umunye akhuluma isiZulu niyazwana
kahle nje kakhulu futhi
okay
uma sengithukuthele
yeah
yeah ngifuna ukulibeka bahla
yeah
ngifuna futhi ukuyishaya esikhonkosini
yeah
ngifuna ngizwe kahle Ayi alukho olunye ulimi engakhuluma ngalo.
Yeah.
Kahle hle.
Yeah.
Angezi ukuthi hawu indoda yomzuli ithukuthele manje.
Yeah.
Yeah kumele angilalele.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ngoba mangayibeka ngeEnglish. Usuka ngidele.
Iba soft nyani ngeEnglish ne.
No ngiyadlala uma ngiba romantic.
Yes.
Nayo uyangazi uma sengikhuluma ngesiZulu.
Yeah.
AmaZulu a romantic
lapho.
Uyo ngakutshela futhi.
Yeah.
Awa kudukudu.
Yeah.
Eh.
Okreso sethu o melt.
Kudukudu sesi. Inore yebo baba. Yebo mkhatshwa.
Yeah, umshaye ngeyithakazelo nawe.
Yeah.
Mhm. So, mhlambe asiqale nje ngokuthi sibazi abakwanqomalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi i-couple enhle lebazalwane ukuthi udaba lwabo lizo inspire lapha ekhaya and lizophinde lethe ithemba because uma singabantu sometimes uma sihlangabezana nama challenges sitshela ukuthi kuphelile and bese ke umuntu uyayiyekelela nje agcine nje angene eintweni azama ukuthi mhlambe athole something angakwazi ukuthi akwazi ukuthi abone olunye usuku abanye bangena kuma drugs abanye bangena otshwaleni eintweni ezinjalo but Uncle Bongs ula namhlanje ngiyakubona futhi ungu bathi yabobani what and pepper
Oh, salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper, ngiyabona. nama beard wakho.
Yeah.
Mahle kakhulu.
Yeah.
Unonkosikazi omuhle la usis Mathapelo.
Yes.
So ungubani Uncle Bongs bese siyabuya futhi siza ngala ku sis Mathapelo.
KZN born, child of God. Very well traveled. I've lived in more than, I always say this, I've lived in more than 40 countries in the world, of which probably about 15 of them are African countries.
Wow.
Yeah. When I was 12 or 13, I don't remember. You know, when usakhula ekhaya, ngangimnyama kakhulu ngebala, ngafani nezinye izingane, bethanda ukuthi hayi lokhu kuyigrigamba lokhu. Hayi gona kwangakithi lokhu.
Yeah.
Ikwerekwere leli.
But ivezandlebe.
Ivezandlebe.
Eish, yeah.
But because my mother was very well traveled,
uh-huh.
And she used to buy his impahla zase Italy, ema doxini eDurban. And she would travel all over Africa, eyo dayisa impahla. So naturally, everybody assumed ukuthi ngoba ngimnyama kangaka ngebala kushuthi uma wathola indoda le.
Yeah.
Ivezandlebe la le.
Yeah.
So I traveled a lot looking for my father in Africa. Ngihambe ngilandela umkhondo kama until I found a man called Mr. Ndimande. Ngahlala naye ngicabanga ukuthi wakuyena ubaba wami. Kanti he was not my father. Yeah, he was just part of my mother's journey.
Okay.
Yeah, so he actually revealed it to me one day why ezama ukungifaka inqindi. Kwakubaba oshayana kakhulu. Wathi uyangishaya ngambamba isandla ngathi hey wena ungaphinda ukwenze lo. Yilapho angivezela khona ke ukuthi awufana nonyoko wena.
Yeah.
Delela kakhulu lokhu.
Hey.
Yeah, that was my life.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually I just lived with my uncles from one uncle to another. Muhambo manje. Yeah, so I never really spent any isikhathi eside kakhulu endaweni eyodwa. So ngangifana nje noma ngangihamba ngihlala emizini yabantu. Ngaze ngakhuliswa umalume kakhula. Ngathanda umusic kakhulu. Ngatravela ke ngendaba yomusic.
Umalume bekahlala kuphi?
Soweto.
Soweto.
So
okay.
Sowetans claim me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as a Sowetan born.
Yeah.
Let's just say Soweto. But abaqulusi nabo they claim me.
Uh-huh.
Kenyans claim me, Zimbabweans claim me. Everybody thinks hello owangakithi lo.
Siyamfuna. Yes.
Kenyans claim me, Mozambicans claim me.
Yeah.
Go right, no problem. So I'm a true African.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Wow.
So then I went into radio, but before I went into radio, I was in theater in Los Angeles, in the Lion King.
The Lion King.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Eish. So I spent about 5 years in the Lion King.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles and Hamburg, Germany. I was all of them. You know, I'm a, you are one of those. I started off as a singer.
Okay.
Kwakunenye party engangayithandi kakhulu. Umsila we Rhino.
Yeah.
But as a singer.
Uh-huh.
So then I started adopting all the roles. Even Mufasa, I auditioned for it and I stayed in Mufasa.
Mm-hmm.
Simba, 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 Simba. Yeah, I did that. I did all the roles. Tinagwagwilaba talented. You must learn all the roles in case somebody gets sick, you take over.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Then London, I did London. I did Hamburg. Then I came back home. When I came back home, then I did 94.7, morning breakfast show.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the perfect Sishebo show.
Yeah.
Next to Generations.
Yeah.
And then after that, Radio 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But my radio career has been spanning over 21 years. So, ngihlalile emsakazweni kakhulu
futhi. Yeah, yeah.
And then I got divorced. My life was a disarray. I lost everything. From a six-figure income earner to earning 4,000 a month to earning zero. And then when I met Tapi, I was actually trying to be an entrepreneur, what you call it, an entrepreneur, trying to get into mining. And I met her sister, Usiswake, introduced me. So when I came to the sister's house, Tapi was there in the kitchen cooking. I went to the kitchen and I thought, my goodness, I always have to travel to look for chakalaka. And this woman was hashing up a mean chakalaka in the kitchen. And I went there. I was really nearly blind. I was almost clinically blind and with only plus minus 5% vision. But I saw this woman. Now we are born. But ilamba lili.
Yeah,
namazinyo amhlophe.
Yeah.
Intokazi yakwamalatshi.
Yeah.
Ewu madoda.
Mangena
rumini. Igeza ngobisi.
Kuyaqhakaza.
Yey!
Yey!
Yangishanga esinyi smile. Gashawa ilesi smile lesi, gashawa ukuthi futhi nephunga lokudla kwaso si hey.
Yeah.
Uyapheka lo mtaka malatshi man.
Yeah.
So sathandana ke from there I never looked back. I think she tells the story even better than me.
Mm-hmm.
So our story begins there when I met her in the kitchen when she was cooking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sister P. Kana wena o tswaka ko Limpopo ka kwa.
Eh na sesikitswa Limpopo Dzanini.
Yeah.
To be exact. Ke Molobedu. Yeah, so, but I was born in Alexandra Township, Hammampyana, because my parents went to Joburg looking for greener pastures in the 80s, around there. So, actually, in the 70s, because that's where I was born. So, yeah, so I'm from there, but I grew up in Alex, and that's where I got my schooling there. So Giruchi Lina from the villages to urban, you know, we are just multicultural like that. Nale Uncle Bongs, I think that's why we clicked so much.
Yeah.
Because I also traveled. I stayed in London for almost 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was always looking for something better. You know, when you are born in unfavorable conditions as a child, but my mother accepted Christ when I was before I was born. She accepted Christ, and then when I was born, I'm the only child that was born into my mother being saved, hence my name
Matapelo.
So I think when she gave me that name, it just became a declaration, because my life was different as a child growing up. I just wanted more, you know, to grow up in Hammampyana, in Alexandra Gomora. They call it Gomora Mabuni.
Yay!
You know, that's where all the things happen. As a child, you are left with people, and my mother was a domestic worker. She had to go to Bechley to go and work, and she would leave me with people. People who were not actually honorable, because some, they even molested us. So it was a long journey, a journey of persecution, a journey of endurance and suffering.
Yay.
But there's always this thing in your heart that just wants to go for more.
Yeah.
Because I think the minute you accept Christ as a young person, God just dwells, the Spirit of God dwells in you, and He reminds you of who you are when you are about to break down. Or when you can't break down, because your name is Matapelo. That's why it's very, very important to name your kids, your children, with the right names.
Yeah.
Excuse me, please.
Yeah.
Ow.
So when I met Uncle Bongs, as he's saying, Hori, Nali and I, we met, you know, in that situation where he had already left radio. And now, because I didn't know who he was, since I was in London most of my time when he was on top of his career.
King and who is London?
Looking for greener pastures. Since, everybody was going.
Happy yes.
2000.
Yeah.
2001, 2002, 2003. Everybody in Jaya, London. Baba Mbaya, America.
Yeah.
Otswa. Cheleteagagwa. Kienchi. Aurola, 10 pounds is like, hey, it's a lot of money when you convert it. So we all, you know, flashed into the United Kingdom looking for work. you know, it's just another story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
So because when you get there, you have to pay rent. You are not a professional worker. So you are actually doing domestic work. Yes, because we were working, we were staying in places that were not favorable. We were doing jobs. Sometimes you do two jobs just to make money so you can afford to pay rent.
And I can go to a degree.
Yes. Sure. You can afford to pay rent and you can afford to pay your transport to go to work. So you end up staying there and not actually doing what you wanted to do before you left. I want to build a house. I want to do this. So that's why I went, like everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alexandra Khamang?
Khamamtsiani.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey. Okay. Ngiyacabanga nje leyo transition from Khamamtsiani to Alexandra to London.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. But ngomusa kaNkulunkulu njoba usho ukuthi, you know, sometimes re batla the greener pastures, but how can I go kre gore
asiyona?
No.
Yes, and re leboga di TikTok. Nowadays re leboga social media because batho ba re botsa gore bonang le sa xi ena go le botsa gore life is better than more South Africa. Yes, for babang it works out, but for babang o thole gore it doesn't. Noma kunjalo it's right. Akiriki life
part of the journey.
It's part of part of the journey. Okay, so ngicela ukuthatha break ne and then uma sibuya singene kwi testimony yakho
yokuthi
uluze I eyesight.
Sure.
Yes, and then bese ke lo sisi lo uloku ungaboni yena akubona nagcina ningena emshadweni. Nina how many years now nisemshadweni?
Well, unyaka wethu oqala lo.
Oh, unyaka wenu oqala.
Yeah, kodwa sina 4 years sithandana.
Ni in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay. After 3 years then sashada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nizosixoxela asindlule ngala.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola iapp yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Indeed, God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Ngidlale ngamabomu lengoma Uncle Bongs ngoba uzoshera ngabo ubuhle bukaNkulunkulu. And hey, Sister Happy, uyazi thina singabomama sometimes sinokuthi sibuke ezinye izinto and then bese uthi hayi anginayo i future nomuntu ongaboni kodwa uNkulunkulu wanthwala i 4 years yonke naze nangena emshadweni. So nangu ubaba lo omude bathi tall, dark and handsome.
Uthini na? Hey.
Or ngithi daka.
Une chiskopu nentshebe, awuntshebe muhle lo baba.
Nangu uyangena ekhishini lo baba lo.
Yeah.
And by that time akangabi awene. Hore habo ni ntate o.
Nix, he had a very good way of hiding that.
Wow.
Hore habo ni.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his uncle Bongs, Moses, whenever he gets into a place, we make sure his presence
is felt.
Yeah, so it was just... Maybe weeks later when I actually found out, Khandle, how, Papa? How born? What's happening?
Yeah.
You know.
So, when your Uncle Bong, so it's about 5%, ne?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, what are you
doing? I had lost vision. I saw long ago I left. Lalinga sa born in Tlobong.
Okay.
Ngang born ang esolga right, pale.
Oh,
lelo elga right kushuti ilone ngangithi 5%.
Yeah,
ngangikwazi ukubona nje ama shadows.
Okay,
phambi kwami kodwa kokumele ukuthi ngisondele eduze ukuze ngikubone kahle kodwa ukufunda ngingasakwazi ukufunda.
Yini driver? Yini edala ukuthi ungabisa usabona?
My condition is called uveitis.
Okay,
uveitis is an underlying condition of an autoimmune disease.
Yeah,
kushuti. There's something wrong in my immunity.
Mm.
And you never know what causes it.
Mm.
I checked everything. I checked. Someone even thought, Uti, I had a lightning strike.
Mm.
Or I had a car accident. Or I had an underlying issue. You know, there's a biblical story about Paul.
Mm.
When God struck him with blindness, he never recovered, Paul.
Mm.
He had uveitis. Actually, that's when I found out what is uveitis.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very underlying traumatic condition. So I don't know what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors don't know what caused it. My ophthalmologist went to Austria with my condition. Eofuna uti, how can he help me? He had about 1,000 ophthalmologists in the room. 50% said, I wouldn't touch him with your scalpel. Angayeke nje ngizengisondele kule condition ngoba uzomenza blind lo muntu permanently.
Yeah.
You will not be able to bazokusuwa futhi. But yena because why noNkulunkulu, he came and took a chance on me and he operated on my one right eye, the one that had a little bit of vision, what uzozama kulona labona.
Wow.
But let's go backwards now.
Yeah.
Uveitis yami was gradual.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, when I was 43, I had never been to a doctor. I was the healthiest guy.
Mm.
You know, I was very healthy. I ate 8 healthy meals. I ikonji healthy into a health engayaz. I am a weight loss guru. I know exactly what to eat.
Mm.
I'm a virgin. I'm a what nuts and what not. But this condition came. I started having pains. Guma joints.
Mm.
Everywhere where there is a joint, I would just freeze.
Hmm.
And I would go to the doctor, abangipe imithi, and they would give me whatever to just numb the pain. But nothing could really help because if I eat a lot of sugar or I eat a lot of bread, the condition would be exacerbated.
Hmm.
So one doctor just told me, would you stay away from high content sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from processed foods like your high processed breads. Stay away from anything processed, colored, processed. Don't touch it. And it would get better. But as soon as I go back to it, it would flare up again until it affected my vision. So I didn't have diabetes. I didn't have any high blood pressure. I didn't have any of the conditions that you would expect a uveitis patient to have. They even put a camera inside my stomach from the back up and from the up down to see what is there, a condition inside that they may point to. But up to this time, I still don't know what caused my uveitis. So it still remains an underlying condition.
Mm-hmm. And ikona okwenza ukuthi ulahlekelwe umsebenzi ku radio and
yes.
Actor and all that.
Yeah, so my radio career went down big time because I couldn't read scripts. I became very incompetent. And I was lying about it. I didn't want to declare.
Yeah.
Ukuthi sengiyagula manje. Ngoba kwakuthiwa if ngiyadeclare, then I have to go to the blind society and declare myself as a blind guy.
Yeah.
I couldn't accept that. I'm blind. Mm-hmm. There must be something that can be done. By the way, I did not know God at the time.
Mm.
I was a world guy. I did not even know Jesus.
Hmm.
Jesus to me was a white guy on the wall. Abantu bathanda kubeka ithombe zika Jesu, blonde, long hair with blue eyes. And I couldn't identify with the white guy kuthiwa uJesu wami. Kanjani? My Jesus should be black guy. Like me. So I could not identify with that because of lack of knowledge. The Bible says, my people shall perish due to lack of knowledge. Nalo Jesu abamhenga laphayana kuyena uJesu wangempela. Because Jesus is not blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah.
He's from the Middle East. He should be darker, nappy hair, like a Jewish guy, like a Muslim guy, like a Middle Eastern, basically. So we were lied to there. But I rediscovered myself through that process of being blind. Because that forced me to now search, who am I?
Yeah.
I don't know my father because I've been with this guy called Ndimande. He has declared that he's not my father. But I'm still empty inside because I'm looking for a father figure. And until I found a gentleman, upastor, Mutsitsi. You know, so my journey comes like this. I'm living in Germiston with a friend of mine, Nosipho Papu, who is now my sister for life. Sips adopted me when I was still young, and she's still my sister to this day. So I'm staying with sister Papu in her garage. Sengi imoto manje ngihlale garage. And then comes this opportunity to go and see Matabelo's sister for a mining opportunity. So I left Germiston to go to Hartis, which is Hartbeespoort. It's about 110 kilometers west. I'm coming straight from the east to the west, opposite direction. Umangfika lapho, I stayed there about 3-4 days, long weekend. On the fourth day, we go back to church. The church is back in Germiston, where I'm coming from. When we arrive at church, Pastor Mutsitsi starts preaching about your identity in Christ. Who are you?
Wow.
And he counts 5 questions. Who are you? Where are you from? Why are you here? What are you going to do here? And if you leave here, where are you going? Identity.
Yeah.
So I have an identity crisis. So I start looking at Matabelo. I'm like, did you tell this guy about my life story? Because he's asking me relevant questions, this guy. And we has the corner la figure corner. Wa shaya skonkosin. Wa shaya. We has the angazu tingai bega ganjani ngesizulu. Wa isho enchweni. Yeah. Yeah, sho I gospel yangena ngaphakathi kimi. Ngazithola sengikhala njengengane. We are born, angaz futhi ukuthi ngake explainela kanjani wedad wethu.
Yeah.
I received Christ that day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was sanctified that day. In fact, Matabelo sanctified me with her smooches that day. Yeah, she, like King David sanctified Bathsheba.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a sinner 1 minute and then I kissed the wrong girl and then now I'm sanctified. So yeah. Pastor Mutsitsi preached this gospel about me and he had questions that were relevant to me. They fired me up. I went back to him and he said, no, I need to spend an hour now. So I was asking him, manje, what about Madlozi?
Yeah.
What about what my grandmother told me? What about this? What about that? When you are telling me that Jesus that I've always said is a black guy, is a white guy, that's the guy. That's the guy. Seek him first.
Yeah.
And all his righteousness. And all these things shall fall into place.
Wow.
So Mutsitsi cooked me up. He taught me what was the gospel. He preached the true gospel of Christ. He told me the good news. By the time I left that church, I was a changed man. I was a true, born again, tongue talking child of God.
Amen.
With Matabelo in tow.
Wow.
Yeah, so there was a purpose for this young lady to be in my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Amen.
So, Sis Matabelo, niyahlangana ubaba uyayibeka indaba yakhe uyavuma. and manje setse o bona gore condition ya gagwe go etsagalang so azang go etsa gore maybe o boele hape morago or na this one as yena
you know se sibahle kaneti when you are a child of God and when we met I was also going through my own journey I was going through a transition near divorce so you know you pray I get how li sister only one only single only lonely ore mudimo ke lapile ke lapile o lapha mudimo anko no ndiela plan because I'm a woman of God and I've been in ministry for so many years and you know it becomes difficult sometimes when you are invited in places where you have to preach and bo mamuruti ababi comfortable ka se so mo botsiso wa o tswana le nna ke le dikiti makiti maka di pulpitin tsa bona ke gopela re ndi ele plan mara this time ke nyaka monna wa mannete a ke sa nyaka chelete a ke sa nyaka bo handsome ko re bana ona I surrender Lord ko re ka no surrender ka botsa modimo hore you know what I'm going to trust you for my provision because sometimes re tsena di relationshiping re le bosesi re tshwere ke nama too much
true
but the word of God says you know in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 we walk by faith, not by sight so that loneliness had to bring me close to God khale ke le mzalwane remember ke tjwa le yena go gole modimo ke motshweri mara jwale relationship wa ditse ba di relationship di jwang le ka mohara lenyalo ho na le ntato nna bolela before re tsena ka voice note tja gago a bolela ka di spirit tja di Jezebel tja di tsenang ka mohara ga manyalo I've got an experience a tangible experience of those spirits because I dealt with them in my previous marriage I'm not blaming anybody. We were both in it, but both of us ra hlaselwa. Because sometimes when you are in a marriage together, le a lebala gore who's your enemy. Le gcina le nagana o ka re lona le di enemy to one another. Kanti pila you have a common enemy. Your enemy is the devil. You have to deal with the devil, both of you. The enemy is that guy that doesn't want marriage. He hates covenant. But when you are a woman and you are not in prayer and you are not continuously in prayer to pray for your marriage and you think your husband is going to pray for you or your husband thinks my wife is going to pray for me or my mother is going to So when I saw Uncle Bongs at first obviously ke motho hore wa rasa and nna ke rasa but you know harantse re ya re ya ke bona hore this man you know I don't really know who he is but there is something about this man this man's life is not yet done there's somewhere where God is taking this man of God he might not be able to see but I can see gore gona le ntwe modimo anya ka ngo modirela yona modimo nya ka go moberekisha voice e o nya ka go iberekisha modimo mara o nya ka go iberekisha in his kingdom
yes so njoba esho ukuthi there was a purpose ukuthi nihlangane
for sure
and you know modimo ale hlakantsa kana ko eleng hore he's no longer a celebrity o mo staging sela sa hore abe humble because Henke umukrile ale that person
nelikasiluki
no
yes
yeah my direction I was in the synagogue of Satan and when you are in the synagogue you do things according to how the synagogue works when you are in Rome you do what the Romans do so Tapi found me at a time when I had transitioned from that and I was in the air I didn't know where I was going imithi nezangoma neinyanga kwasekhlulile
heish
konke ama clairvoyant ayikho nje into ngangitshena yona engingayazi nazo zonke inyanga imithi ngiyazi ukuyazi ngempela because I grew up in an altar of Satan. Ekhaya ngathi bathanda imithi and bayathanda ukuphahla. Bathanda umsamo futhi my uncle was even called Mantshontshe Msamo. Yeah, kube kumsamo emzini yamaZulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, ugqoka amabheshu umfazi ugcotshwa ngenyongo. Kwenziwa yonke le mihlolo le. So Thapi introduces a new lifestyle to me.
Wow.
I was even asking her, Wuti, are you telling me that your life, you don't do anything else? You just trust in Jesus only.
Yeah, you just pray. Yeah.
So one day I saw Matapelo praying. My sister, I want to tell you now, if you are a child of God and you don't pray the way this woman prays, you are playing with your life. The devil will play tricks on you.
Yeah.
You need to humble yourself. The scripture says, 2 Chronicles, God wants us to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn away from our wicked ways.
Yeah.
Only then will he hear our prayers.
Amen.
And he says the prayer of a righteous man achieveth much. So I saw what is a righteous prayer.
Yeah.
One day I left Tabi in the bedroom and I went to take a shower and I'm singing there and she starts praying. So when I come out of the bath tub, she's praying.
Mm.
She also did not even recognize that I was in the room. She was engrossed in this spiritual prayer that was so deep with the Holy Spirit that I gathuka mangimbone eguqile ngamadolo ekhuluma noNkulunkulu. I had never seen that before. So I wanted to leave the room and ngingam disturb. But I realized that she didn't even know I was in the room.
Yeah.
She was so deep engrossed in the spiritual realm that I had to watch with awe and listen to what she was saying. All of what she was saying resonated with my soul because I was saying, that's how you talk to God. You give up yourself, your who you are, or your pride and your recognition of your beauty. Muhle phela lo mntwana.
That's cool.
But at that moment, she was so vulnerable to God that I had to watch and learn and say, okay, so this is how you pray. This is how you talk to the Almighty God. Now that flared up an interest in me to know God even closer.
Yeah.
I don't know that. There's a scripture that says Isaiah had a coal that was taken from the altar in heaven. And the angel put it on his lips so that he could qualify now to speak in the altar of heaven and speak directly to God in the throne room of God. You can't speak like that if you are still feeling like there's a pride situation.
Yeah.
You are prideful. You are too recognizing ukuthi ubani wena, umuhle or unjani ugqoka kahle or ma Louis Vuitton. There's a humility that you need to come down to, which I had to learn only by watching her. So you see the ray ukuthi ngifike kanjani la ngikhona manje.
Yeah. And you know njoba usho udaba lwakho ngiyabonisa ngempela ukuthi ngezinye ikhathi you don't have ukhulume.
Yeah.
The previous guests usis Nomthandazi ukhulume ngendaba yokuthi like thula sometimes. So when you were quiet and then wetsa dilotsa ha uli mudimo u bua le mudimo ka yena and then yena asa hitsi.
Yeah.
And then yena ebe abona action. And then ayinka action ela I apply in his life.
Exactly.
Wow.
To seek God, I had to know who is God first.
Yes.
And who is his son.
Yeah.
there is God and then there is his son.
Yes.
These two entities are different, but they are the same.
Yeah.
But yet one has to seek them. Yeah. And know them to the core of who they are in my life.
Yes.
So I saw them in Tapi's life.
Wow.
So I had to seek them from that perspective. Ntombazane, I'm humbling myself. Teach me. Show me this God that you pray to so brazenly and so deeply. Show me this life, man. I love it.
Sister B. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngawe ngoba na umphefumulo.
Yeah.
Uye wamaza uNkulunkulu ngenxa yakho. Eish, yabona lesikhathi lesinomona. Siyasixoxa kamnandi sona siyagijima ngazi siyapi. So kwamanje nikuphi?
Yeah. Do you want to go?
At the moment, Ceci, you know, God has been wonderful.
Yeah.
When you kaneti, you trust in God, he will never fail you.
Yeah.
He has never failed us. This 5 years together, our lives are transitioning so much that we are both worshippers, obviously, because he's a singer. And akirealu hore lina, I'm a singer.
Yeah.
So we love to sing together to the Lord.
Amen.
We share the word together.
Yeah.
Even in the ministry that we serve under, they already know our gifts. You know, our pastor, Pastor Wally Scholes, is using us so much in the church.
Yeah.
We are worshippers in the church. God is raising us. You know, he's moving us from glory to glory.
Hallelujah.
You know, so we are so thankful for what God is doing. We are not yet there where we would anticipate we want to be right now, but we think where we are coming from is very, very far.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ningama worshipa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Ngizonicela ke. Angeke ngindedele. Ningakangishayeli mhlawumbe one or two lines. Let's worship.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship kanye nani.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind, all my present burdens unto you. Jesus, 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 call on Father.
Imagine nje ukuthi meni hleli nje endlini ukuthi kwenzakalani yazi le presence kaNkuluNkulu ihlezi la.
Yeah, when she's angry at me I just start a song.
A song.
Ngiyambona ukuthi uyaphithizela nje mapunapuna muntu up and down. I just start a song and then I know she that anger just disappears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazu.
Yeah.
Atembelona. Nati si tembelo na amazulu atembelo na nati si
amen
tembelo na
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Sure.
So sing a quote before you go, my sister.
Yes.
Uti, church in the city where we are now.
Yeah.
There's a lot that we are driving.
Yeah.
And at some point, maybe when you get a chance, you must really let us, you know, lay it out there. What do we need? What are we looking for?
Yeah.
Besides being worshippers, we're also feeding the nation.
Mm.
Yeah, we also have bread of life. And we would really like to talk on your radio about what we are doing for the community.
Yes.
And changing lives and changing mothers' lives and mm-hmm. Nyaupe boys and homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
Roping them in, feeding them.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful feeding scheme that we are running right now
mm-hmm.
through our praise and worship.
Amen.
Yes.
And kuzokwenzakalani maduze kuphi?
So on the 21st of December at Church in the City in Bretz,
mm-hmm.
we will be having a sort of Thanksgiving worship and praise music and food event.
Okay.
Where we are calling all these people from our local vicinity,
mm-hmm.
Lokshin culture kind of places,
yeah.
where the previously disadvantaged will be called in. We would have loved people to donate clothing, old clothes that you are not wearing anymore in Bretz, and you bring them to either Casa Grande or you bring them to any checkers near you there, or you bring them to Church in the City. Just find out, Google Church in the City,
mm-hmm.
you know where they are. If you'd like to buy groceries before the 21st, and bring them there, or bring old clothing.
Mm.
Then we'll have a Christmas party or a beautiful party,
mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving party, where we'll sing for them, worship for them. You know, it's so difficult for this time of the year. For abo mama bangakwazi ukunika ingane zabo ukudla
okudecent.
So that's what we are trying to do for that day.
Okay. Mm. Okay, yeah, bazalwane njoba esho la uUncle Bongs uma unazo impahla othanda ukunikela ngazo. And then bazalwane ngicela siyeke lento yokuthi uma sekhuluma ngeimpahla uthola ukuthi ukhipha impahla
ezakudala ufuna ukuzilahla edustbin.
Yes, angeke ukuyiqoke. Akube impahla ukuthi omunye umuntu uzokwazi ukuyiqoka.
Yebo.
Yes.
Ngempela, yeah.
Awusithapi wayitho rona bathu babomme. Ri rata ho reko kre wardrobe itletse. Una le 2 years usapari that dress.
Exactly. If you haven't worn it in 2 years, you don't need it.
Yes.
Bring it to Uncle Bongs and Tabi at Church in the City.
Yeah.
Church in the City in Bretz. You can't miss it. Casa Grande in Bretz. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if ugude, kwamanje ngoba ngiyazi rile uphulpithi lalela kuwo wonke ama province.
Yeah.
If we kra ko Limpopo and awazi ukufika eBrits, di Korea di teng.
Yeah.
O kanetse wa di rapa pila di aparo tsa gago, wa di kenya ko Koreeng, and then
you send them to Uncle Bongs. Can I give my details quickly?
Yes, please.
065 917
makala
+27
ngifuna ukuthi ngibhale nabo.
Yeah.
0
+27 65 +27 is the original.
Okay.
65.
Emaqala 0 asiye ku plus 0.
Oh, 065.
Yeah,
0-6-5.
917.
4965. 4965.
Oh, 4965.
Yeah. South African number 065.
Mhm.
917 4965.
Yeah, and among aphandle kwe South Africa u +27
+27 65
917 4965.
Mm-hmm. It will come directly to Matapelo here.
Yeah.
And she's my secretary, lover, wife, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if maybe ufuna ukudonate nge grocery, kune option yokuthenga voucher.
You can, yes.
Yes, if you are far away, you can buy a voucher.
Yes.
And then just courier it as well.
Yebo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so ngomhlaka 21st.
21st of December.
December.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, so from morning until late.
Nizobe
so be school and just so be sesontweni a church in the city.
Oh,
yeah, so be
so school and just a Bretz.
Just a Bretz.
Where about a Bretz?
Right in the middle of Bretz in town, hence Gruen church
Street.
In the city.
Yeah. Oh, Gruen Street. Gruen Street. Gruen Street. Gruen Street. Gruen Street.
Next to Bretz Mall. Just next to Bretz Mall by CTM.
There are two malls. Which one?
By CTM.
Bretz Mall
by CTM.
Yeah.
The first
by
mall
VW,
before you go
by
to CBT.
CTM. By CTM.
Molo all how tlhaga only from Joburg again.
Yes.
Oh,
the first one.
That's the one.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm. I futha ilahle. Yeah. Okay, Saint John just khadi seka Dr. Mama Joro.
Sorry.
Siyabonga bazalwane. So Uncle Bongs uma uthanda ukunikela ukuthi ke kuyo okay, ithi ngithatha umlaleli nangu ne. Siza ukuthi uthine. Sawubona dumela semoyeni. Sawubona?
Yebo, sawubona.
Oh, ubonga inkosi.
Yebo.
Oh, bonga inkosi, nginawe yezwa baba.
Yebo.
Okay, ngizokufonela ne.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sengiyazi ukuthi ufunani ubonga inkosi.
All right. Siyabonga nathi sisi kusinikeze le lithuba.
Yeah.
Emsakazweni sikwazi ukubeka sithi fahla.
Yeah.
Kafuphi njengempilo yethu.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must continue doing this and expose ingane zenkosi.
Amen.
Ezifuna ukukhuluma ngezwi lenkosi nokuthi jeni yabo iphuma phi, iyapi.
Mama monga thole linye ithuba futhi lokuthi ube ku radio ungalithatha le opportunity.
Now you are hiring me at radio.
No, I'm just asking.
I take the job. Yes. I accept.
Nyako tsentsha mathathe.
I hope usisikidi bone o mamets.
Yeah.
Ke yena motshatla yenkang from here.
No, I love radio.
Plus,
radio
will
never stop.
Plus voice again radio obviously.
Yeah.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Mhlawumbe
before nje sizongena kuma holidays nizophinda nibuye futhi sizoloku sixoxe sibone ukuthi ke ngoba ngiyacabanga ukuthi kusese khona okuningi esingakukhuluma.
For sure.
Yes. Okay. Asibone nje insuku ukuthi zihamba kanjani. Sithi bawo singenile esigabeni ke sokugcina. Kulesi sigaba ngino Dr. Mama Joro Shilubana. Sizoyivala today. Sizoyivala indaba ye sexual addiction. Unombuzo une comment today sinikeza wena nje le platform ukuthi ubuze ngoba besinganaso isikhathi esi enough ukuthi ke sidedele ama phone calls nama questions. So today sithi le mizuzu le asithi u 35 minutes ngowakho ask questions ungaba u anonymous ngoba uma ungabuzi kusho ukuthi ke uzohlala nalesi sifo se sexual addiction and then bese ke uyaqhubeka you know isona esifihliwayo bazalwane si dangerous kakhulu so let us journey with you ukuze uzokwazi ukuthola i deliverance uyeza ke u Dr. Mama Joro Shilubana sithi bawo kanye no prophetess Mwale
Radio Pulpit 657 AM true authentic Christian Radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.